Hello, all you boom. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. It's Wednesday, the 24th of September, 2014. It's 10:30 in the morning. How are we all? This is amazing. I'm watching my, he's not even two yet, my little man, and he's using an iPad, building Lego cars with Lego Juniors. He's choosing his chassis, he's choosing his wheels, he's choosing his body and his trailer, and he's fitting them all together. And he's just whizzing through the little menus and stuff. It's just brilliant to watch. So clever. He's just built himself a racing car with big rockets on the back. Oh no, that app's crashed again, darling. It's broken.
Broken.
Oh dear. It's broken, sweetheart. You can't work it. That app keeps breaking. Do you want to do trains instead? Okay. Yes. Let's get back to... Good boy. And I just said trains. He just closed one app, flipped through two screens and opened his trains app. Just mental, man. Mental. Anyway. My Audio Boo listening feed is just full of negativity. Just full of negativity. It's crazy. I really don't know what they're playing at. I think that it's been said by others, Claire Randall mainly. I think this could quite possibly be the end or the beginning of the end for the community, which seems daft because as Phil Dalek Campbell says, you know, you just look at the Twitter stream and most of that is individuals, is, you know, bloggers. There's very little on the Twitter stream from these commercial things that they're trying to plug. And even if that's the route that they do want to go, and I personally think it's suicide because I think there are too many other people who are doing it. I think to keep us sweet and to make money from us, if that's what their game is, then why not? I've mentioned this before. Why not just stick ads into our audio? Why not? You know, a quick 5-second ad. 10-second ad at the beginning of a boo, or halfway through a boo, or, you know, whatever. Why not? Why not? Yes, people are going to be upset for it initially, but, you know, I understand. You know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever. All people get up in arms about all the advertising on there. You're getting a free service, for crying out loud. It's got to be paid for somehow. You know, none of that advertising stuff bothers me. I actually liked a post on Instagram the other day that said, "We're going to bring adverts to your feed really soon." I'm like, great. I've got a thumb. I can scroll down. Not a problem. Like, great. It probably means I'm going to get a free service for a bit longer, you know? And I don't, if they've got all these commercial feeds and that's where they want to focus their attention, then that's great. So why not stick, you know, a 5-second or 10-second plug for these commercial feeds into our audio, you know? It wouldn't, I don't think it'd be the end of the world. I really don't. Especially if they enabled like a continuous playlist, you know, so, you know, in between every audio boo, they could play you an advert or partway through each, whatever, why not? But I mentioned this before and on Google Plus, and Lance jumped on me and said, no, that's not going to happen. That's never going to happen.
No.
So, you know, well, we'll see. We'll see. But at the minute, it doesn't look good. But what's the alternative? You know, you're not, with the best will in the world, you're not going to be able to click your fingers and say, right, come on, everybody, let's go to platform X. And then realistically, the only viable alternative, as far as I can see, that offers a non-subscription service is VoiceBo, isn't it? I think. I could be wrong there. That's a point there. And again, Phil, Dalek Gambler, has just mentioned an idea about building a website or an app that could pull in audio streams from various places. I had this idea quite a while ago, about 18 months ago, something like that. If you look on Facebook, there you will find a page called Blabberit, B-L-A-B-B-E-R-I-T, Blabberit. That was myself and my brother and a friend of ours who, I came up with the idea because at the time I was drifting between Audioboo and voice bow, and I couldn't decide which way to go. I had people who I enjoyed listening to on both platforms, and it was getting frustrating because I preferred the functionality of voice bow, but the community was much better on Audio Boo, but there were still people on voice bow that I wanted to listen to. And this was before I sort of had my audio hiatus. I kind of thought there must be a way that I could, you know, put somebody's name into an app and listen to any of their audio, no matter where it's posted to, kind of thing. And that kind of developed into this Blabberit thing. So that was the core. That was my original idea, because I wanted to do it with gaming communities and that kind of thing and bring all of this audio together so it was an easy thing for people to blog. I'd had people listening to me doing mini podcasts here on Audio Boo. And some people were saying that they didn't like the idea of having to sign into an app and register with individual apps all the time and this kind of thing. So I kind of thought, why can't we just have an app or a website where it could all be brought together? Anyway, so my brother and a friend of mine got involved with this because they knew a bit about web development, just a little bit about web developing. It kind of evolved, and then we kind of thought, well, why don't we just expand that and make it into a blog stream as well, so you could, you know, get your blog feeds coming from all over the place. The trouble is with that, the reason that we did that was because we thought that we would struggle. Yes, darling, okay, so go back then, there you go. We thought that the SEO software wouldn't work and Google wouldn't let us put ads and stuff in because of the fact that if all we're posting is audio, then there's nothing for the ad bots to read, the Google bots to read to drop the ads in. There's no text there. That's where we thought we were going to fail, and that's why we tried to switch it to doing a blog stream as well. But then we looked into RSS readers and RSS pullers and all this kind of stuff, and it just wasn't working. It just wouldn't work. Or we certainly couldn't get it to work anywhere. So it all fell by the wayside. But the bare bones of it are still there, Phil, or anybody. If anybody wants to jump onto that and see if we can make it happen, then, you know, that would be great. And then anybody who wants to sort of stick around with Audio Boo can, and anybody who wants a Boom can. Anybody who wants to jump over and start using a different platform can. And we could bring it into one place. But we hit the wall with it. The early, the bare bones are there. I believe that there's still, the website is still sort of there and under construction, although I don't think it would be, I don't think it would be recoverable now. But I don't know. Whatever. I certainly think it's a good idea, obviously. But, you know, when we try to do it, it just proved to be too much for our little simple minds. But have a look at it. The Facebook page is still there. It's called Blabberit. I don't think I've even looked at it. Spencer, you're not going into settings on Mummy's iPad? No. He's not called Spencer. He's called Freddie. Spencer at school. Anybody want a two-year-old? Oh, dear me. Anyway. My Audio Boo yesterday, with my little rant about being a second-class citizen, because I'm not an iPhone user, have a look at the comments thread. I had a bit of a to-and-fro with Mac McColgan here on Audio Boo, and I thought I was being clever, and then Mac just trounced me with his outstanding wit and repartee. It's worth having a look. Anyway, I think that's enough waffle from me for now. I would just like to see some positivity back in my Audio Boo feed. Because no one seems to be happy at the minute. And Audio Boo, Boom just seem to be burying their head in the sand. In some ways, it's quite exciting because nobody really knows what's going to happen. Is this the end? Is it the end? Are we all doomed? Is the community here doomed? I hope not. I really do hope not. But until somebody at Audio Boo Towers decides that they want to listen to us. I think that's how it's heading. Catch you later, guys. Thanks for listening. Hope you're all well. Bye-bye.